This is Proper Sport.
A brand new sports station for the digital age. You can listen to us in a few different ways via our website, www.propersport.uk. Download the Proper Sport app from either Google Play or the Apple App Store. Or you can listen to us via the TuneIn app. And if you've invested in an Amazon Alexa or Google Home, stream Proper Sport now.
Live, online, via the apps and on demand, this is Proper Sport. The Big Sports Breakfast on Proper Sport.
Join me, Darren Harper and Sam Bridges every weekday morning right here on Proper Sport for the Big Sports Breakfast with some of the biggest names in sport, biggest sporting headlines and big tunes too. It's the only way to start your day on app, online, on Proper Sport. It's the Big Sports Breakfast.
Sport, sport and more sport. It's the Big Sports Breakfast on Proper Sport. All the racing news and views with Bobby Beavers on Proper Sport.
Yes, hello and welcome to the brand new racing podcast, Bobby Beavers' Racing Roundup, where every week we will be bringing you all the latest racing news every Thursday, 5pm till 6pm here on Proper Sport. Now, there's so many ways for you to enjoy. You can watch us on Facebook Live on the Proper Sport Facebook page, and you can also download our podcast on Audio Boom. Just type in Proper Sport in the search bar. I'm delighted to announce that Racing pundit Jim McGrath, formerly of Channel 4 and Timeform, will be a regular contributor to the show. Great to have Jim's expertise in the coming weeks. Coming up on today's show, we'll be hearing from Michael Bell ahead of Fire Brigade's run in this weekend's Lincoln. We'll also be hearing from Richard Farhey, David O'Mara and Mark Johnson about their runners this weekend and their horses to keep an eye on throughout the season. Plus, we have Jim McGrath's top four Northern horses to follow this season. He'll be announcing them during the show. But first, we are going to hear from Katie Walsh about her mount, Bay de Lilles, for her husband, Ross O'Sullivan, in this year's Grand National. I caught up with her earlier on in the week, and here's what she had to say. So joining me now here at the Grand National Lunch is Katie Walsh. She rides at Bay de Lilles, the mare, competing this year's at Grand National. How do you rate her chance?
Sure, listen, she's in it and really looking forward to it, to be honest. She's a massive price and it's a national, you never know what'll happen. So, mad looking forward to it.
There's been a bit of a drought as well with the mares. The last mare to win the race, I believe, was Nicole Coyne's in 1951.
Maybe so we just might have to do something about that. I know. Listen, it's great to be here. It's great to have something in the race, and especially for my husband as well, it makes it special.
I would say, would that make extra special, you know, if you were to ride the winner for your husband?
Oh, absolutely. Sure, where would you? You know, absolutely, sure. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, to be honest. But I mean, I think that's a bit of fairy tale stuff, you know. But hopefully we'll be here in a month's time, and it all goes well.
Just very quick, Katie, because I know you've got to go get a taxi. Very quickly, any concerns with her ahead of the Grand National?
I don't think so. Like, I mean, obviously you never know with horses what's going to happen. But when I left her this morning, all was good. So hopefully when I get home, all is good. But in horse racing terms, in Ashton, I know it's only a month away as regards, you know, people here and the media. But for people that work in horses, a month is nearly a lifetime. So hopefully we'll all be here in a month's time.
Great stuff. Now go get your taxi. Thank you. That was Katie Walsh speaking to me about her ride in this year's Grand National. Now, as promised, I did say we have Jim McGrath's top four Northern horses to follow this season. Let's hear from him now, starting with number one.
Horse number one is Air Raid, trained by Jed O'Keefe at Midland. Now, this horse has had two races so far. He won on his debut at Thirsk last September, over 7 furlongs. And in the process, he became only the second first-time-out two-year-old winner that Jed has trained. His second appearance, he finished fourth in a conditions event at York. He was conceding weight to all his rivals, so it was by no means a bad run. He can't be harshly handicapped. I'm expecting a mark in around the 80s. He's going to improve for a mile, and I think he's a nice handicapper in the making who should pay his way.
Thanks to Jim there. We'll be hearing from him again very soon. Now, the flat season returns at Doncaster this week. And I don't know about you, but I can't believe it's time for the flat again. It's absolutely flown by. And ahead of the flat season starting on Saturday, I'm delighted to be joined by trainer Mark Johnson. Mark, a very good evening to you. How are you? Are you keeping well?
Yes, very good. Yes, all ready to go.
Have you had a good winter?
It's been difficult winter. It's been very wet, and particularly the last few weeks we've had heavy snow. We missed a full week when we could get the horses on the gallops, but we couldn't do any fast work. And then our fast work was restricted at the end of last week again. So the two-year-olds are one gallop behind where I'd like them to be.
So as the bad conditions we've had, the weather and the snow, has that caused havoc with your routine?
I wouldn't say it's caused havoc. You know, we've continued with our runners as much as ever, but just that we started thinking that we had just given plenty time to have our two-year-old sort of sorted out in time for the start of the flat, and that 1 week missed. Yeah, it makes quite a difference, not to the fitness of the horses, but just really to us getting to know them and doing sort of cross-references of gallops.
And what I want to talk to you about here on my show is a few horses that we're going to see running from your yard throughout the season. I think it's only fair to start with Alarcam, who's currently 2 from 2 for yourself. Impressive in the Group 3. It was a Tattersall Stakes at Newmarket when last seen last year. I suppose that the first thing, and for people listening to this now, is excellent pedigree for him. You know, is a Frankel offspring, and attraction is the dam, who you know very well, Mark.
Yes, I know her very well indeed.
Great pedigree, Frankel attraction I've already mentioned about. And how's he been at home during the winter?
Great. You know, we've had no problems with him. We've got a plan mapped out with him, taking him to the Guineas, and he's done his first two pieces of fast work at home. And probably, all being well, that will be the last fast work he does at home before running. But the plan is probably to have a couple of racecourse gallops. Ideally, first one would be at Pontefract on the 3rd of April, and then at the Craven meeting, where Sheikh Hamdan hopefully will be over for that and be able to see him himself.
You mentioned there a plan in place for him. Are you able to elaborate more at this time?
Well, the plan is to go to the Guineas. He won the Somerville Tattersall Stakes at Newmarket at the end of last season. That was 7 furlongs. At the time, I think Jim Crowley thought that he would probably in time be stepping up to a mile and a quarter. But the Guineas, stepping up a furlong for the Guineas, and I think the horse might have sharpened up a little bit over the winter. So I think that's an ideal start for him.
And if we talk about some of your other horses as well, we need to mention Watersmeet, who it's fair to say has been absolutely loving life this winter. Mark, winning his last three.
Yeah, he's been absolutely at the top of his game. He had a great winter last year as well, and came very, very close in the all-weather championship marathon, and that's been the target since. Although we had a good summer with him last year as well, but we eased up towards the end of the year and planned to get him ready just in time for this. As you say, he's won his last three, in a perfect position to be going to the All-Weather Championships next weekend.
Do you think he's going into the race this year, a bit more better than what we saw last year?
I think so, perhaps the opposition not been quite so strong this year as he was up against last time, but he certainly appears to be absolutely at the top of his game.
And Cardsharp as well, where we like to see him run next?
Yeah, well, he's been, I think in some ways, the forgotten horse of last year. He was there in most of the big two-year-old championship races, and he was never far away. He's clearly a very, very good horse. There's a slight debate on trip with him, whether he will get the Guineas trip. So we're hoping that he'll run in a trial somewhere in the run-up to the the guineas, you know, possibly over 7 furlongs or even the mile.
You mentioned there whether or not he'd get the mile. I've seen on the entries he's got an entry for the 2,000 guineas and then also the Irish 2,000 guineas as well. So am I right in saying the plan is to run in the trial and then just take it from there?
Yes, yeah. You know, depending on how he runs in the trial, you know, we would hope that the guineas is the first target, but you know, we'd like to see him out once before then.
And another horse I want to mention is because he impressed me so much in his victory at Goodwood last year when he won his maiden. That is his Showroom. What's the latest with it with Showroom? We've not seen him since.
Yeah, well, Showroom had a little niggle at the end of last year, which we were never really concerned about, but we just thought, you know, he was a horse for this season. And so we gave him a load of time off. And in hindsight, that was a bit of a mistake. Coming back from time off, as so often happens, he got a callus on his tibia, something we see very, very commonly, the lack of condition of the bones when you give them a break like that. And he's come back and had another setback. And that's been a terrible frustration because really it's so often happens. Everybody thinks that rest is going to bring them back a better horse. And so often it causes a setback that wouldn't have happened otherwise. So, you know, we regret giving him such a break over the winter. But, you know, he's back on track now, but it's going to be, you know, a bit of a rush to try and get a run into him before the sort of middle of summer big races just to see where we're going. You know, we'd have probably ideally been looking to come out and something like the Field and Stakes, but there's no way he'll be ready for that, or maybe one of the Derby trials, but again, we're not sure that he'll be ready in time. So we still think an awful lot of him, and he's great at the moment, but we just missed a bit too much time with him.
So the plan for him then, obviously not rushing him to get back, and maybe about the middle of summer we'll see him?
Well, I think you'll see him, so hopefully we'll see him back out before the end of May, but you know, then it's getting a bit tight, as I say, for, you know, the big summer races, because he's only won a maiden. You know, I'd like to see him have a stepping stone before he goes into the real tough competition.
Fantastic there. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on the show, and we wish you all the best for the up-and-coming season. Hopefully you can win another classic.
I would love to, of course.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that was Mark Johnson there giving us the lowdown and a few of his horses that we'll see throughout the summer months. Great to have Mark on the show this week. And just to echo, we wish him all the best for the up-and-coming season. Now, Jim McGraw has already given us his first Northern horse to follow. Let's find out what his second horse is.
Horse number two is Alarcum, trained by Mark Johnson and therefore, like the first one, based at Midland. Now, Alarcum is a horse from whom a lot is expected this season, and I'm sure plenty of you know him already. He was an impressive winner of both starts as a two-year-old, at York in an ordinary race, and then, more pertinently, the Somerville Tattersall Stakes over 7 furlongs at Newmarket, where he was very strong at the end of the race and won going away. He's sure to get a mile, he's being aimed at the guineas, he won't have a race before Newmarket, but he's got loads of potential. Obviously he has to improve, but as I stand here now, he is the best three-year-old in training in the north of England. Wouldn't it be lovely if we were saying at the end of the season he was the best in the country?
So Jim has given us two of his northern horses to follow. Stay tuned to find out his other two later on in the show. Now, we've already heard from trainer Mark Johnston. I'm delighted to go to the phone now and be joined by top northern trainer David O'Mara. David, a very good evening to you. How are you? Are you keeping well?
Yeah, very well, Bobby. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Well, first thing, thank you very much for joining us here on the show. I can see you've got two runners competing in this Saturday's Lincoln. Before we talk about last year's winner for yourself, Bravery, we'll talk about the other horse, which is fairly prominent in the market. That is Lord Glitters, who you got over from France. The form figures for him currently second, first, second since coming here to the UK. I suppose that the first thing really about him, David, is how has he been over the winter?
Yeah, he's been fine. He ran late on in the turf season at Newmarket and had a break back at Elwick Stud, at Jeff and Turnbull's Elwick Stud after that, and he came back to us early January. His preparation has been good. We weren't interrupted that much by the snow, just a few days at one point. I did have, I suppose, a concern there about running him under top weight if the ground was going to be very, very heavy. I think it's drying out a little bit, so we'll take our chance. He likes the dynamic of those big field handicaps with lots of runners, etc., which he showed when he won the Balmoral and also the race before him at Ascot over 7 furlongs. So I did have an entry in the listed race for him as well, which was very, very tempting. But Jeff wanted, I think, to go for the link, and it's a lot better money, and there'll be other listed races. So we've opted for that, and hopefully it's the right decision.
So just in regards to the ground as well, David, you say there you don't want it too heavy. So obviously, I spoke to Doncaster on Monday. We had a meeting with them. They said as it stood at the moment, it was going to be soft ground. But with the temperatures, what are forecast, and the weather we've had over the last few days, it is drying out there, which the drying ground, are you saying, will be key to him?
No, not necessarily. I mean, he does go on soft ground. He won in the Balmoral on soft ground. He had a bit of form in France on soft ground. But it was the combination of giving away a lot of weight on soft ground, which was sort of a small bit of a concern. He also ran in France on polytrack, so I think he is versatile. I don't think he is absolutely dependent on soft ground by any stretch. My only concern was if, you know, burdening him with top weight and very heavy ground, it would make it a lot harder on him for his first run of the season. So the fact that it is drying out a little bit, I think, you know, will be less of a worry for us, I think, with all that weight.
And is the pick of Danny Tudhope as well?
Probably there was a weight issue there. Lord Glitters has top weight, and I'd say Bravery has maybe 8-12 or something like that, 7-5. 12 pound off 9-10. What's that, 8-12, is it? I think Bravery is about 8-12, which Danny wouldn't do this time of year. So, you know, that would have made his decision for him in any case. But it would have been hard, yeah, to get off him after winning the Balmoral as he did. You know, he looks very impressive.
And we need to talk about your other runner as well, David. Won the race 12 months ago. I suppose the first question is, did you expect him to win the Lincoln 12 months ago?
We did, yeah. All the lads in the yard actually backed him, and sort of a week before, and then he drifted out on the day, which surprised us. But I think there was a lot of money for This Is Us of Hammonds after Ryan winning the first three races last year, so that horse shortened up to favour. But yeah, we did fancy Bravery. A lot of our owners and ourselves had a few quid on him anti-post, yeah.
And how do you think he'll go on in this year's race?
Yeah, he's not quite in the same sort of form as he was last year. You know, so we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, he is £5 lower. And, you know, whether it might just be a bit early in the season for him or not yet, we, you know, time will tell. But I would be very much expect Bravery to hit form again at some point through the season, whether it's first time up or not, I'm not sure this year.
And after Saturday as well, what other runners have you got running after Saturday? Anything to look out for?
Yeah, we'll have a few out there on Sunday. I think we run a couple in the amateur race. I think it'll be Hollow and Sunrise. And we may run one or two in the 7 furlong novice as well. So we'll only have maybe one or two runners on Saturday. And on Sunday, we might have as many as 4 or 5 or something, Bobby.
And just before I let you go as well, David, have you got any nice 2-year-olds to potentially look out for throughout the season?
We do, yeah. We've got a nice horse by Showcasing, which Unfortunately, he's not named yet, so I can't really give you a name, but he's a showcasing colt, which we like a lot. And we have a Kodiak filly that was bred by Elwick Stud, and she, again, is named, but I can't think of what it is at the moment. She's by Kodiak, and she'll be out reasonably early. As soon as there's a filly's maiden suitable for her, she'll be out, and she goes nicely.
That's fantastic. Well, David, thank you very much for joining us here on the Bobby Beavers Racing Roundup, and we wish you all the best for the up-and-coming season.
No bother, Bobby. All the best. Good man.
Thank you very much. David O'Mara joining us there. So he's obviously telling us all about his horses at Lord Glitters and Bravery that line up in the Lincoln this Saturday. And also a few horses to keep an eye on after Saturday in the coming days. And with his two-year-old as well, the showcasing colt, he said they've not actually named yet as well. So we'll try and keep an eye on that. And when it is being named, we'll try and keep an eye on where that horse will be running, of course. Thank you to David for joining us now. Let's find out Jim McGrath's top four Northern horses to follow, shall I say, this time number three.
Horse number three is Escobar, trained by David O'Mara at Upper Helmsley. Now, Escobar was a good two-year-old. He was trained by Hugo Palmer at Newmarket, but after a decent first run when second at Sandown last season, he completely lost his way. He decided he'd much rather be a stallion. He was so colty before his next run, the Jersey Stakes at Royal Ascot, where, not surprisingly, he didn't run very well. It was no surprise to see that he was gelded shortly after that. In four subsequent starts, he didn't run badly without really confirming the potential he'd shown at two. But the fact is, he's now down from a mark of 106 to 97 and with one of the shrewdest handlers in the game. I think he's a miler. I think he's ideally suited by good to firm ground. So you might have to wait until he gets ideal conditions. But either way, if David O'Mara can get back his two-year-old form, he's got a well-handicapped horse on his hands.
He's given us three out of four, and we'll be crossing back to Jim soon for Jim McGrath's top four Northern horses to follow, with number four being just a little bit later on in the show. Right then, Fire Brigade is prominent in the market ahead of Saturday's Lincoln. I'm delighted to say that his trainer, Michael Bell, joins us now. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you? Are you keeping well?
Yeah, good order, thanks.
Right then, Fire Brigade, is he all ready for Saturday?
Yeah, he is. Obviously, like the majority of the runners, the connection has had the race in mind for a while. And we've had plenty of time to get him ready, and hopefully he's fit enough.
When did you decide that the Lincoln was going to be his first port of call?
After he won at Leicester in October.
So you decided all the way back in October that, you know, next season he's got to go for the Lincoln?
That was the play. Yeah, that was when he won at Leicester and went up to a rating of 98. Historically, that's a weight that, or a rating that gets you in at the bottom of the handicap, and so it's proven.
And what's the outline for him after Saturday, Michael?
Well, I think, you know, Saturday is our early plan, and then, you know, he'll campaign in the sort of maybe Spring Cup at Newbury, Hunt Cups, all those sort of high value mile handicaps.
And you've had some fantastic jockeys riding, but you must be absolutely delighted to have Ryan Moore on board on Saturday.
Yep, you're always better having him with you than against you. So when he's 8 or 9 for the ride, we were pretty quick to say yes.
Absolutely brilliant. And how do you assess the competition on Saturday? You've got David O'Mara's Lord Glitters, we've heard from David on the show. And then you've got a day as well for William Haggis, who beat him last season.
Yes, that was over a different trip, and Dave had the rail that day at Newmarket, which is a bit of an advantage throughout the day. So, Ryan Moore rode a Dave, and he was very quick to get on the line to ride Fire Brigade, so that's a clue in itself, hopefully. And, it's a lot of strength and depth, a few previous winners, some very good trainers, very good jockeys, and how much the ground plays a part remains to be seen.
Are you worried about the ground at all on Saturday?
No, I mean, I think he likes soft ground. What I meant was the draw, sorry.
Oh, the draw, I beg your pardon. Oh, great stuff. Well, Michael, thank you very much for joining us here on the show, and we wish you all the best with your horse, Fire Brigade, on Saturday.
Many thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
So that was Michael Bell, the trainer of Fire Brigade, who is prominent in the market ahead of the Lincoln on Saturday. And from Michael Bell, we're going to now be joined by Richard Fahey.
This is Proper Sport.
A brand new sports station for the digital age. You can listen to us in a few different ways. Via our website, www.propersport.uk. Download the Proper Sport app from either Google Play or the Apple App Store. Or you can listen to us via the TuneIn app. And if you've invested in an Amazon Alexa or Google Home, stream Proper Sport now.
Live, online, via the apps and on demand, this is Proper Sport.
Richard Fahey joins us on the phone now. Richard, good evening. Are you keeping well?
I am, yeah.
Excellent. And looking forward to it, the return of the flat on Saturday?
Yeah, look, it's always nicer on the turf. I don't know what it is, but it feels right, you know.
Right, you've got three horses running in the Lincoln on Saturday. We'll start with Stamp Hill. Let's just say he knows how to win a big handicap at Big Oz, doesn't he?
Yeah, he won the international at Ascot over seven furlongs. We shoved a pair of blinkers on him that day, and it seemed to have the desired effect, as you say, at a big price. But it's a stiff seven, and he seemed to come home well, so we're just hoping he stays the man again.
Are you concerned about him getting the trip?
I've got a concern. You never know if you try, but as I say, he wasn't stopping at Ascot, so hopefully he'll get the trip well.
You're also running Gabrielle, who won this race back in 2015. In recent times, Richard, he's always been a sort of horse to follow earlier on in the season.
Yeah, he's won the listed race at Donny in the first meet, and he's won the Lincoln, as you say. I think he could have been second in the Lincoln and fourth in the Lincoln. So he tends to run well at the meeting. He's not getting any younger, but look, we're happy with him, and he's going there fitting well, and he won't mind the ground, you know.
You got Jamie Spencer on board as well. Is it going to be a typical Spencer ride?
You better ask Jamie that. He can get less sometimes, Gabriel, so maybe, but I'd prefer if we could ride him a bit handier, but it depends how Gabriel jumps and breaks, you know.
And you're the horse in the field as well, Within Sea. How do you think he'll go on Saturday?
Yeah, he won't mind the ground. He's as high as he wants to be in the weight. None of my horses are thrown in, if that makes sense. When I say that, I mean that they don't have much in hand. But they're fitting well, and look at the draw, and you never know. They'll be all doing their best, you know.
And you've got quite a few running on Saturday as well. If we could have a word on these as well. Mr. Lumpton in the Camish Trophy.
Yeah, he always runs well his first run of the season. He's quite hairy at the moment. The weather hasn't been kind to us. It's been quite cold there, but he was quite hairy when he won the big handicap at Newmarket first time out last year. He's got a few pounds to find with two or three of them there, but look, yeah, as I say, he always runs well fresh and he won't mind the ground, so we're looking forward to seeing him win.
And if we have a word as well on another touch here, we'll line up in the Doncaster Mile.
Yeah, he's been to Dubai, a bit like Mr. Lupton. There's a couple there rated better than him. I say better than him on official ratings. He's had two runs in Dubai, fraction disappointing, so you need to say again, he'll probably be outside of the bunch, but we're happy going there, and hopefully he'll run well. He won't mind the ground as well.
And in the Brocklesby, wasn't expecting that, makes their debut on Saturday. How's it been working at home?
Yeah, it's been a bit tough. Keep mentioning the weather. The last sort of 3 weeks, we sort of have a bit of a sort out for 2-year-olds early March there, but I'm afraid we had 2 foot of snow there on the grass gallops. Of course, that melted and it left the ground very soft. So all his work has just been on the all-weather surface at home. He's been working fine. We've been happy with him. The problem as a trainer, they come up in twos. We don't know what they're coming with. They're all unraced and untried. But look, we're happy to let him take his chance and see what happens.
Just very quickly, Richard, just before we let you go, and just for people listening now, any horses to look out for from Musley Bank, particularly for the up-and-coming season?
I hope so. There's plenty of them. Probably the horse that won the Jim Crack, Sam's O'Malley there. He's probably one of the better horses in the place there. He'll be aimed at hopefully the Group 1 sprints this year. He might start off in France. Hopefully have a look at the Sandy Lane and then maybe Ascot. So we'll see how he gets on and we'll walk away from there.
And have you got a good crop of two-year-olds again this season?
Yeah, look, they seem fine. As I say, we're sort of really... Fitness-wise, they're fine. It's just they're a little bit untried. When I say untried, we don't exactly know what level they're at. But hopefully Saturday's runners will give us a guide and we can start working for there. But they look a nice bunch. We're happy with them, you know.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, Richard, thank you for your time here on the show and we wish you all the best for the up-and-coming season.
Cheers, Philip. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. See you soon.
Right.
Bye-bye. So that was Richard Fahey there telling us all about the horses running on Saturday and also potentially what to look out for in the up-and-coming season.
The Big Sports Breakfast on Proper Sport.
Join me, Darren Harper and Sam Bridges every weekday morning right here on Proper Sport for the Big Sports Breakfast with some of the biggest names in sport, biggest sporting headlines and big tunes too. It's the only way to start your day on app, online, on Proper Sport. It's the Big Sports Breakfast.
Sport, sport and more sport. It's the Big Sports Breakfast on Proper Sport.
On next week's show, when we will be joined by Jim McGrath here in the studio. And talking of Jim McGrath, let's rejoin him now as he gives us his final Northern horse to follow for 2018.
Horse number four is Tight Lines, Like a Larkham, trained by Mark Johnson at Middleham. This is a filly by Fastnet Rock, who had two races last season. And the second of those was an ordinary maiden at Redcar, and she positively bolted up. Joe Fanning just had to shake the reins for her to go well away in the closing stages. The sire stock tend to improve with racing and as they get older. So there's plenty to look forward to with her. It is slightly worrying that she wasn't seen again after that win at Redcar. And maybe she had a slight problem, but she is back in training now. And provided those little problems don't recur, I'm sure she's a filly with more to show.
Thank you to Jim there for his Northern horses to follow this season. And I'd like to thank all my guests also for joining us on the very first Bobby Beavers' Racing Roundup. They are Katie Walsh, Mark Johnston, David O'Mara, Michael Bell and Richard Fahey. Join us next week where Jim McGrath will be here in the studio as we look ahead to the weekend's racing live from 5 p.m. In the meantime, you can download this week's show on Audio Boom. Just type in Proper Sport in the search bar. And before we go, I just have to say thank you for tuning in and we look forward to welcoming you again next week. Goodbye for now.